This is CNN Breaking News.
Police in Ferguson hold apologetic press conference ahead of grand jury decision.
I can assure you, we have learned our lesson. To those of you in the suburban neighborhoods that we mistakenly tear-gassed, we are so, so sorry. This time, we will ensure that the only people to be gassed will be the angry, urban individuals. We know that bringing the National Guard into our small Midwestern town in the middle of a civilian protest was viewed as scary. So this time, we're bringing in the soldiers now. This way, we will be using military tactics on civilian protesters from the very beginning. Officers will wear their regular police uniforms. The militarized body armor and submachine guns will go underneath. We acknowledge that we previously forced journalists out of a McDonald's and detained them. From now on, we will make sure that journalists are detained in the McDonald's, where they may benefit from free Wi-Fi once we return their laptops and cell phones. They may also have healthy fruit parfait. You may have seen officers making threats, such as, "I will f***ing kill you," with their guns pointed at people. If necessary, we will simply close our eyes and make punching motions in the air. Thus, any civilian or journalist who would like to avoid being hurt can simply do what we say and get out of our way. Use of rubber bullets will be minimized as well. They can be dangerous when used, like last time, to shoot journalists from Al Jazeera. In our defense, that sounds very similar to Al-Qaeda. To sum up, by bringing the military in and taking other small measures now, we hope to avoid anything like what happened last August. Thank you for your time, and we will look forward to your peacefulness. Now shut those f***ing cameras off before I f***ing shoot you. I'm sorry, old habit.
We'll be right back.